Hi folks, Kelly Griner back. It's Wednesday, time for the simple melody for Nancy Whiskey and Will the Circle Be Unbroken. Two very easy songs. And you might not think that the way I was playing, but the melodies are very simple. Just remember, everything I'm doing, two frets, four strings, eight notes. That's two per string. That's it. Just doing this. I try to pick songs, especially if you ask for them. Some of you that ask for songs, try and not hold them off a little bit. Try to get a few more frets in. Do as many of these as possible. Let's start with Nancy Whiskey. It's really simple because there's only once where the note is not in the chord. Once. Everything else, it's in the chord. Play it through once. You'll see what I'm talking about. But make that twice. I'm gonna do that again slow. What you're looking for besides that hit here on the G is when I go to the C. The C I'm also going to use my middle finger on the third string, second fret, going to the C. Kind of that C trick I showed you before. Everything else is right out of the chord. Let's try that again. Really, really, really simple. Just remember that C. That's where you're gonna. That's it. That's it. Move it to that, and then move it back up, and then do the D7. That little run. We'll go through that. On each one, you know. That's it. There's six of your notes right there. That's it on that little run. Throw it all together one more time, real quick. There is to it. Really, really, really simple. As long as you play it slow. You don't have to go fast. Just something to do as you're sitting outside and singing. I play it fast because usually we're doing it with, you know, the Folsom Prison Blues, and I'm doing it in E, and we're just flying through it. But anyway, I'm gonna go on to Will the Circle Be Unbroken. It's eight notes, almost the same notes you'll find in Mountain Dew. Same kind of little note playing off the fourth string.
Mm-hmm.
If you notice on that last one, I threw in right there, I threw in that fourth fret on the third string. You don't have to do it. I was doing single strikes before that to get the same note right there. It doesn't matter. One more time, real slow. Really simple, folks. Try it out. I play these and I do these not so you learn to be some kind of, you know, fancy pants musician. I want you to be able to sit out on your deck, out on your back porch, out in your front yard, out in the middle of the street, out on your boat, out at a park district, out under a tree, out with your family, out with your friends. Play something, and as soon as you play it, they recognize the melody, because that is playing. Don't let anything else get in your head. Oh, I've got to be able to do this. I've got to be able to do that. I've got to sound like this. As long as people can hear the melody, you're playing and you're good. That's why I say sing, because when you sing, you can find those notes. 8 notes, 4 strings, 2 frets. That's it. See you for the accompaniment on the Irish Pub Song of the Day tomorrow. Catch me at banjomania.net. Got a link there to facebook.com/kelly.griner. Become a friend. See y'all next time. God bless.